Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Jean Salch. And Jean, I see you just arrived in the queue. She is an international healer and channel of the divine realm. Jean has been receiving guided messages from the divine since her early childhood days. As a vessel, Jean has helped facilitate wellness through her energy work and blessing divine water for people to drink. As a vessel, the divine flows through her and then to you, causing deep cellular generational gene frequency release. She performs healings and readings by phone or by video and is available for local services in Vermont through her website, which I'll give you in just a moment. So get your pens and pieces of paper handy. Any topic or health issue can be focused on. There's absolutely no limit to what you can request. The energy you receive will leave you feeling energized, light, and balanced. And Jean's going to talk about some of the other things that she does tonight. She has some beautiful artwork that she channels, and she'll tell you about that. And now her website is Jean, J-E-A-N, of divinehealing.com. Jean of divinehealing.com. And so let me welcome Jean. Let me bring you live. There you are, Jean. How are you?
Hi, David, and hi, everyone.
Hi there, sweetheart. It's good to hear your voice. And just to let people know, Jean is going to be blessing water for you tonight, and she'll tell you how that works. But what I'm asking you to do now is to get some water to be ready for the blessing, and she can bless it right over the airwaves. And Jean, you want to tell people what happens when you do that?
Sure. I turn myself over as a vessel for the divine and the Holy Trinity, and I'm not talking about religion, I'm talking about spirituality, and we transmute the cells of your water into healthy cells, such as we raise the vibration of the alchemy of the water to 9.5. We add healing and blessings to the water. People notice that the water changes. People notice that they feel lighter. A lot of different things happen. You know, people have received miracle healings from the water, you know, and where you can see those testimonials on my website also. And it only takes 20 seconds, so it's not a long procedure.
Right. Right. Well, it's wonderful, and I can attest to the fact that it does change the flavor of the water, or I frequently have coffee on hand, and it makes it taste better. And I'm living a good life, so I give Jean some credit for helping me with that, no question. And Jean, why don't you... Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Why don't you tell the callers and listeners what else it is that you've been up to and what other services you have to offer?
Okay, well, first of all, there's a variety of services that I offer besides healings. You know, not everybody comes to me because they have a pain or a medical dis-ease or an emotional issue. They come to me also because their gifts are waking up or they've been awake, but they're struggling with them. Maybe they're afraid of them. And then I help them by, yes, we do a healing through it, but then we readjust your gifts so that they're at a degree that you can handle them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't mean I turn them off. I just mean if they're on at full blast and you're not sleeping, then we're going to say, you know, get your guys to say, hey, could you turn it down to like 8 instead of 10 so they can sleep during the night? But anyway, that's, and the other thing that I do is ancestral clearing. That is exciting because I've had people say ancestral clearing, why would I want to do that, right? Well, what it does is it clears all karmic debt and resets you and your ancestors and future, that means your children, grandchildren, and forward, also have the clean slate. So it's kind of interesting because during the process, if the person is sensitive enough, they will feel their ancestors cheering and thanking them. And,
cool.
You know, it is a process because it's, you know, through love, light, and forgiveness, of course. I did it in a shop down in Connecticut last year. And the next day I was doing readings and one of the women came in. And she said, I just have to come back here to tell you this. And I said, what? She goes, when you were telling us what we would feel, you know, how clearing the karma and the ancestrals and how we would feel afterwards and so on, right? And I said, yeah. She goes, in my head, I kept saying that you were BS. You know what word I'm saying. So I'm just
saying, I do.
She said, in my head, I kept saying, this woman's BS. This woman's BS, right? She said, but I came here today, and I don't share this. I share this with humble gratitude because it was a compliment. She said, I came here today to tell you that you are really the real deal.
Nice.
So anybody who, right, what an awesome compliment, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I also do, you know, opening to the I am that you came here to be, and that means opening your gifts. Like, and that means like the codes and the vows and like the gifts that you have stored in your DNA, the gifts you have stored in your chakras, the ones that are in your brain and your cellular memory that are waiting to be turned on and excited to be turned on, you know. But also I want to say that my channeled art has been, and I'm not saying this as an advertisement, it's the honest truth, that my art, channeled art, has been selling. Like people are just, they're seeing it, and the ones who get to see it in person are just like, I want them all, you know. I just sold one a little while ago. I had someone come to my house. But for the listeners, I do channeled artwork. And if you go to my website, Gina Divine Healing, and just take a look at it, whether you buy it or not, it really doesn't matter to me, but just take a look at it because it's the kind of channeled art that will grow with you and evolve with you. So when you open, if you were to purchase one and you open it up once it arrives, the first thing you're going to feel is the divine love that emanates from it, because that's the feedback that I've been getting from people. And then what people are also saying is that they have noticed that they've had received healing. Like they'll be sitting with it, like in a meditative spot, and just like looking at maybe the whole thing or a certain spot. And all of a sudden, they'll feel a shift in their neck. And all of a sudden, their stiff neck isn't stiff anymore, as an example type. You get what I'm saying? And
yes.
It also not just does healing, but it will also help you advance with your soul's mission. So it's very exciting, and it's also available for wallpaper for your cell phone. The other thing that's very excited, exciting. And I'm so excited about this one. You're going to love it too, David, because you didn't even know about this yet. I just got permission to announce this today from the Divine Realm and my guides. But I am also going to be selling, and I'm also taking pre-orders for 3x Blessed Healing Soap. Now, I have myths. So if you go on my website, you'll see I have myths, a variety of them. And they have all been blessed 3x through the individually, not all together. So a few months ago, my guys were like, Jean, we want you to make healing soap. I'm like, okay. So it's going to be blessed 3x. So the regular healing soap will be for multi-healing, whatever it is that you need, even if it's just that your skin needs more nourishing, okay? Or maybe you just need more love, okay? And the other shapes, those will be regular shaped soap, the other shape is going to be heart, and those are going to be the chakras. Just the other day they said to me, we want you to do the chakra colors. And I said, what do you want me to do? Like make a bar that has like each color of the chakras in it? And they said, no. They said, as example, make a red heart and it will be for the root chakra, but you could use it anywhere on your body. Make one for the sacral that will help heal the sacral, but you can use it anywhere on your body. Does that make sense what I'm saying, David?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so I'm really excited, and everything, of course, will be done organically, and I go into deep meditation, and I bring in the divine, the Holy Trinity, I bring in the Galactic Federation, the Supreme Creator of all love and light, and I turn myself over to them. So it's going to be really exciting. The feedback that I get from the soap. Now, the soap does take 4 to 6 weeks to cure. So keep that in mind, listeners, if you decide that you would like to try one. And they are $7.95 a bar, plus your shipping and handling, which isn't that much. A bar of soap doesn't weigh that much. But anyway, David, that's really what I wanted to share today.
Cool. Well, you've got a lot of new stuff going on. And your art
yes,
is beautiful.
I
love the pieces that you've shown me. They're gorgeous.
Thank you. The person today that came and bought cell regeneration, she was the one who bought the 4 directions. Now, even though the physical painting is sold, it's still available for wallpaper.
Oh, okay. That's good
yes,
to know.
Right. Yeah, so
sure.
If the painting is sold, I cannot duplicate it except if I, you know, silkscreen it or, like, copied it like that. But people need to know that when I'm painting, the divine picks out the colors. The divine paints. I don't. They just tell me where to put the paint. I don't use a brush. I don't use my fingers. They just tell me where to put the paint. So check it out, listeners.
All right.
I'm ready.
Jean of DivineHealing.com, and Jean is spelled J-E-A-N. So check out her website. And I think we probably should go to the phone lines, Jean. We're getting more callers. We will try to get to as many of you as possible, but it's rare that we get to everybody. And, of course, I expect there'll be even more callers coming in. So just try to be patient. Whether or not I've spoken to you, you may indeed get a chance to talk with Jean. And Jean, why don't you state up front what it is that you would like from the callers in terms of what they can offer to you before you read for them?
Okay. First of all, right off the bat, what David just said, please be patient, because what you might not realize is that if you're next in line, or you think you're next in line, or will she get to me, I feel that. And that interferes with the reading that I'm trying to give the person. So please remember that. The person who I am reading for, make a decision, please, that, and those who are on hold waiting, this is your decision to make. Do you want to know something that the universe wants you to know, or do you want to ask a question? It's one or the other.
Sounds good. Anything else that we need to do than housekeeping?
Be open and receptive, and remember, I'm just the messenger.
as are we all.
I'm ready when you are.
All right. I'm going to go to Nathaniel first. And Nathaniel, you're live.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi, Nathaniel. Welcome.
Hey. I wanted to see what the universe is saying to me.
All right. What is for the highest good that Nathaniel needs to hear for his highest good? Big changes are coming, and they're coming really fast. Hang in there. Is there something that you're thinking about going, is this ever going to happen, or is this ever going to shift? Don't give me any answers. Just say yes or no.
Is there something that's supposed to happen, you say?
What I'm saying, what they're saying to you is to relax, be patient. It's happening. You're going to have what you've been trying to working on manifesting, okay?
Oh, great.
That means yes. You may have to relocate, but if you do, go with it, Nathaniel, because you'll be really, really happy, and it will all fall into place. As an example, if you're a homeowner, right, somebody will immediately buy your house. How convenient. You won't have to wait. It won't be on the market long. You'll find the perfect new place to move into that's affordable, whether you're renting or buying, okay? So they don't want to tell me if it's a job or if it has to do with love because they don't want you to dwell on it. But just know that it's really wonderful and really exciting and really exciting, and you're going to be really, really happy. And this is all going to go down within 60 days. Yeah, it's going to come out of left field. You're going to be like, huh? Go with it, Nathaniel, okay? Because it's going to be wonderful in a lot of ways. It's going to be like, from a job perspective, it's going to end up being giving you more value, more respect, more money, blah, 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 like those kind of things that everybody wants, right? It's also going to open you up to a personal side business that you're going to start on your own. Okay, it's also involving love. It's also involving living in an area where you feel really good living in. Does that make sense?
You know, I moved to Sacramento about a year and a half ago, and I don't feel very
good. You're not going to stay there.
Oh.
I lived in Sacramento.
You didn't like it either?
No, I didn't. Yeah, it's not good to stay there. Yeah.
I just moved into a new place a couple of weeks ago, and I got another job at as a security at a dispensary a couple of weeks ago. It seems to be okay, but I don't know. I might be moving. I have another job, too. And I have this thing in my eye that's I have a detached retina from a couple of days ago, and I see like a spider web. Is that going to disappear? Is that going to disappear soon?
It's in your left eye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She said it was blood.
It will disappear. It will go away when you spend more time having self-worth.
Oh.
Okay? Because that you're not seeing. There's something about your self-worth that you're not seeing.
Right.
Okay? And that's what's affecting it, and it's affecting the female side of your body. That also means that your female gland is underbalanced where it's more male. And you're going to say, what are you talking about? Everybody needs to have their male and female organs balanced if they want all their systems, organs, and glands to be functioning in brain. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So work on, in your private meditation time, work on self-worth with whatever it is that you know what it is, and you know what it is. I'm just not saying it on the air. And within 60 days, don't worry about the fact that we just moved into a place, because it's all in the plan.
Yeah, it's amazing how that all works out.
Yeah, but Nathaniel, it's all good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're going to need to move on to the next caller. But Nathaniel, thank you for calling, and I encourage you, and other callers that speak with Jean, to stay on the line at least until she blesses the water, which she'll be doing in about 20 minutes. So thank you for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Take good.
Thanks to both.
Okay. God bless.
God bless.
Yes, you too.
Yeah, anybody who wants to try this water, you really want to try it, because, like, as an example, this will help Nathaniel get the kickoff with the self-worth stuff.
Oh, cool. Well, that's good to know.
Plus other things.
Actually, it's no surprise to me. My saying it's good to know. I know you well enough to know some of the tricks of your trade, so to speak. It's all divine. And Yvonne is next. And Yvonne, you're live.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, Yvonne. Welcome.
Thank you so much. My question is, do you see me receiving my SSI benefits pretty soon?
You will receive them, yes. My guys are saying soon, within any time between now and 30 days. And you will get back money, too, so don't worry about that.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, you got some surprise money coming too from, and it's not coming from the government, okay? Something out of the blue, you know, you're gonna have surprise money. So just know that. And they're not telling me exactly how, because they don't want you to focus on it, because they want you to be surprised by it. Because you're gonna be so surprised. Even if somebody hands you $50, you know what I mean? That's surprise money.
Yes.
But regarding being able to pay your bills and stuff, regarding your SSI check, absolutely. Don't worry about it. Don't stress about it.
Okay, awesome.
Don't. Because you know, when we go into fear and worry also, we block it. So, you don't want to block it from making it into your mailbox.
Yes,
or
true.
Or into your account. You get what I'm saying? So just trust,
yes.
It's coming, and it is coming. And they're saying anytime between the next mail day and 30 days. But you're not going to just get one check. You're going to get a couple of checks.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, Yvonne. Thank you for calling. And stay
thank
on the
you,
line.
Yvonne.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Okay. God bless, honey. Okay, moving along. Allison is next. And Allison, you are live.
Hi. Before I go to my question, I heard the first caller about the detached retina. That never reattaches. That is something that is surgical. It has to be reattached. If it's not reattached surgically right away, you will go blind. You will lose your eye. It happened to someone in my family. And they didn't take care of it. They lost their eye. They had to wear an eye patch for the rest of their life. That is something very, very serious. I know, because it happened
in
my family.
Well, can I ask you something, Allison? Did this person also go holistic, or did they just go to a mainstream doctor?
This was I rather not go into it. I just want to put that out there because it's very painful for me to even mention that. because it could have been
presented.
I understand. He could have.
And I never told Nathaniel not to do any type of doctoring or surgery.
Okay. Well,
I told him that he could heal this.
Okay. Well,
I didn't. My guide did.
It just sucks because I'm sitting here with tears in my eyes, thinking about what could happen.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
That's nice of you to bring that up, Allison. Sorry to hear about your family member. Well, do you have a question, Allison?
Yeah, just whatever the I'm just going to, leave it to an open topic, open guidance.
Okay. All right, I'm asking the divine, what is in Allison's highest good, please, that she needs to hear right now for her highest good, please?
Yes.
Allison, do you know how loved you are?
No, I don't. Absolutely not.
Okay. You really are loved, and you are not just loved by people, like physical people. You are very much loved also by your ancestors. I hope this doesn't upset you, but this is what I'm being told to tell you, is that whether you had a relationship with your grandmothers or not doesn't matter. The point is that they take turns. They rotate when they're going to sit with you when you're sleeping, Allison. And I'm getting the goosebumps. And they stroke your hair and they rub your back. And that's the biggest message that you need to hear, is that you are really loved and you are valued. Do you know that people really value you?
I know that from people on the other side. I know that there are people, ancestrally, including some of my immediate family, the ones I grew up with.
Right.
I know that, but in practical life, like in this 3D life, this is not the case anymore. My life is very, very. I have no. There's just a lot of brokenness, and
but there's people that know you in your life, and my guides are telling me that there are people in your life that do value you, whether you know it or not. If they don't have to be a family person, a blood member, to appreciate who you are and value you. What you need to know the most, Allison, is that you are loved, and be open to maybe having conversations with your grandmothers. But please know that they're coming in every night. Like I said, they wrote one saying, we rotate. So, like, one comes in on Thursday night, one comes in on Friday night. They're funny.
They're funny. There's one grandmother who actually did have a sense of humor, so I can kind of hear her saying that. She's the only grandmother I knew. The other grandmother, and I'm not being cruel here, she was a horrible human being.
Yes, I was.
Don't ever want her around me. And she's not a hoverer. But the other grandmother, whose presence she passed a long, long time ago, and we were not close at all. But
okay, so
she does like to hang around her grandkids. Yeah, she's
Are you upset now to find out that the mean one comes and strokes your head and rubs your back because she's trying
like
to move
touched.
It up to you?
I don't like to be touched. Even from the other side, I don't like to be touched.
Are you listening, grandmothers? That she doesn't want you to stroke her hair. She doesn't want
like
you to
that.
Give her.
No.
She doesn't want
like,
you to touch her.
Yeah, I don't like that. Even people who like know me in real life, like they can feel it. They go, "Is it okay if I hug you?" Like that. And I like it when people ask. Like even from the other side, it's still the same way. Ask me, then I will say yes or no. I don't want to be touched without me giving you my permission.
People should ask.
Oh, yeah.
That's a common courtesy, and there are a lot of people that, for whatever reason, have problems with being touched. So That's a good reminder for everybody, and thank you for bringing that up, Allison.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We
thank
are
you.
Going to have to move on,
yeah,
but
right.
Thank you for calling, okay?
Yeah, and I really hope Nathaniel, I know he's a regular caller on a lot of the blog talk shows, I really hope he gets the eye thing fixed, because that could be really, I'll keep him in my positive thoughts.
That's great. He's still on the air. I mean, he's still listening, so he's hearing
good,
what you have to say.
Good.
And Allison, thank
good.
You for
thank
being
you.
Part of the show and listening
thank
to the
you.
Archives. I appreciate
You're
that
welcome.
So much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
God
bless you, Allison.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
My heart goes out to her, you know, because it seems like she's still holding some grief right now. So I'm asking for a benevolent outcome for some extra angel support for Allison
maybe this would be a good time to bless the water, Jean, and if you're willing
to
do that.
Yeah, you got your are you doing water or coffee?
I have coffee here. I should know better. I should bring water here. But callers, anybody that's come in late, Jean is going to bless water now. I think we'll take one more call first and then do it, because there's some that have called in after I announced what you do. But Jean, as a vessel, she blesses water, divine water, for you to drink. And Jean, you want to say again a little bit about that before we do that?
Sure. As a vessel, I place my hands over your water. We raise the water, the cells of the water, as we purify the water, raise it to 9.5 alkaline. Add whatever healing you need or whatever it is that you need and blessings. I have no control over what goes into the water. It's between you, your higher self, and the Creator Supreme of God. You know, I'm just the vessel, the conduit.
Okay.
All right.
Well, let's take one more call, and I'll have Jean bless the water. Our next caller is Catherine, and after Catherine, we're going to move to area codes because this will complete the cycle of the people I've talked to before the show. Catherine, you're live.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and I'm looking forward to the blessing also. That's really exciting.
It is very exciting. I've had lots of people have miracles from this water. So it's got the same healing properties as the water in Lourdes, France, and the Sanskrit well, and I believe that's Egypt, right? No, Jerusalem, and the St. Bridget well in Ireland.
Wow.
Lourdes is in France, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Catherine, do you have a question, or do you want to get a message from the universe tonight?
I have a question, please. I have a few projects going. One starts with the letter S, one with the letter I, and one with the letter L. I just was wondering if you were seeing any success with any of them.
Could you tell me the first letter again, because I wasn't sure if you said S as in Sam or F as in Frank.
S as in Sam, yes. One S as in Sam, one I as in igloo, and one L as in love.
I like using L for love. Isn't that great? All right. I'm asking the divine, what is the highest good position here for Catherine? Is it I? No. Is it L? Yes. Is it S? No. Go with the L.
Wow.
The L is, and it has nothing to do with the love. somebody is giggling, saying, well, why can't it involve love? I was like, okay, it can involve love. But anyway, they're so fun tonight, right? But anyway, yeah, they're all okay, but L is going to be the most successful. That's going to lead you to even other places. That means financial. That means travel. Are you into traveling?
Oh, yes, I love to travel. There's
okay,
that word
good.
Again.
Yeah. See, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you will be traveling. Yes.
Ooh, yay.
And don't worry about the money. You know, the money will be fine. The money will be enough, you know.
Oh, you were picking up on that, huh? Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I just have to ask.
Right, and when my guide just said don't, you better elaborate when you said enough. Right, what I mean is I don't mean living paycheck to paycheck. I mean enough. Enough. Isn't it enough to say, you know what, I'm taking the next 2 weeks off and I'm going to go to somewhere for myself for 2 weeks and lay on a beach, or I'm going to go lay in one of those snow hotel rooms where you see the Elabora lights, you know?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You're going to do that. Is that something you've been wanting to do? Well, this is really exciting, Catherine. Can I go with you? No.
Sure, yes. Oh, my God.
Is that something you always wanted to do?
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, I love the beach. I would love to see those lights, all of that. Yeah, I want to experience as much as I can.
You will.
Yeah.
And what's going to enhance it for you is the L.
Wow.
Yeah, you're going to be going. Don't be surprised if by February of 2021, don't be surprised if by the end of February 2021, that's this coming February, that you don't already have your everything booked to go.
Oh, wow.
Whether you're going to Iceland to see the lights or, you know, because I think you can go to Alaska. Yeah, you can go to Alaska too. So, you know, hey, if you can go to Iceland, go to Iceland.
Yeah.
Go to Norway,
yeah.
Too. That's another good place to see Aurora. Alice. Yeah.
There you go, Allison. You know, whatever the L is, start seeing, start feeling what's going to evolve from there, because it's very exciting. And, you know, think about, do you want to go to Norway? Do you want to go to Iceland? Go check it out the next time you're on the internet just for fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
for sure.
February comes, you're going to be like, oh, I know exactly where I want to go. I saw that really cool place in Norway, or I saw that really awesome place in, what's the other country? You know what I'm saying.
Iceland, is that what you're saying?
Like in your free time, go, okay, let's start looking, let's check out these places. Would I want to go see it in Alaska? Would I want to go to Iceland? You're checking out the places, right?
Yeah. Well,
so then that way, when February comes, you're going to be like, ding, 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 I know exactly where I'm going because I've already looked at somewhere. You will be. And are you single right now, yes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. L is going to turn into love when you go see the light.
Oh.
you're thinking of the last caller, Jean. This is Catherine.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, Catherine. Yeah, Catherine. L. You gave us the initials, ILS, right?
Right.
Isn't that who
we're
talking to? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's who I mean.
Perfect. Well, Catherine, thank you for calling tonight, and enjoy your travels. Let us know where you go.
I definitely will. Thank you.
All right, honey.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to ask Jane to bust the water now.
Wow, that's really fun. She's got some fun guides. All right. They're all excited for her, you know. It was like,
well, you can hear it in her voice too. She's excited too.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited for everyone. All right, my hands are over your water. I'm going to tune out and let them tune in. And it's ready to drink. Now, the effects take 0 to 5 minutes, as David can tell you. And if you don't feel it, taste a different taste in the water, then maybe it might taste more clean. Maybe it might taste a little cooler or warmer. Some people say it tastes like flowers. Some say lemon. Some say salt, like salt water. One person was like, this tastes like salt water. You're going to make me drink this? And I said, I'm not going to make you. But it's for your
You're
heart.
Too funny, Jane. I love your laugh.
That's right.
All right.
Well, you know, David, can I just share this super fast? Super fast.
Yes.
My friend in New Jersey, right? I won't tell you the name of the town, but if you got water from her kitchen sink, it smells like rotten eggs. Okay. So when I first started doing this, I stopped at her house. I grabbed a glass and I went to the kitchen sink and I started walking over to her with it as I'm telling her about it, right? And she looks at me and she, you know how you make that face, I ain't eating that or drinking that, right? It's going to be nasty, right? And she goes, you're not going to make me drink that, are you? And I said, yes, because just let me do my thing to it. And then all I want you to do is taste it, right? So I did what I did. And she takes it to her glass, her face, and, of course, she smells it first, right? Because she's used to smelling the rotten eggs smell, right? She goes, it doesn't smell like rotten eggs. I said, so taste it. She tasted it, and she was like, tastes like regular clean water. So, you know. Hello?
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
You have me speechless.
I shared that because if you knew my friend Brenda, you'd be laughing because she's funny. She's a funny person. You know what I mean?
Oh, you've talked about her before. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when you talk about the water, it brings to mind a story that Mary Blake once told me about water, asking me if the glass is half full or half empty. And I said, of course it's half full. And she said, oh? She said, couldn't the glass be overflowing? And I thought to myself, she's right. And I said,
exactly.
You're right. And she said, well, then guess what she said? She said,
what?
Well, perhaps your vessel's too small. So that gave me some food for thought, because we think we're thinking positive and we may be on the right track, but sometimes we are a little limited in our thinking and forget that not only is the glass half full, it's overflowing, and perhaps it's larger than a glass. So I love that metaphor.
Oh, I agree. I love that, too. Just like when it's raining outside and people go, oh, it's raining. I always say, the sun is still shining, and they look at me like I'm nuts, and I'm go and I say, think about it. The sun is above the storm. The sun's still shining.
There you go. That's right. We have to remember
it is, right?
It's always there. Yeah, if it weren't for the sun, we wouldn't be here. Well, let's go back to the phone lines. This caller I tried to connect with before and couldn't hear them. So I don't know if area code 205 is ready to receive the call, but I'm coming to you. And can you hear me, area code 205?
Hi, David. Yes. Hi, Jane. Thank you for taking my
call.
Hi.
What is your name? I recognize your voice, but I don't remember your name.
Patricia.
Patricia. Hi, Patricia.
Hi. Hi. Yes. Jane, I would just like to know if there are any messages from Spirit for me. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you, Patricia, for calling and being here. For the highest good for Patricia, are there any divine messages or any ancestor messages for Patricia? Excuse me. Hang on, don't worry. I'm just... Okay, oh, there's a lot of them talking at once. Okay, that's what's going on. All right. Do you know someone named, and I'm really bad with names, so for me to get a name, that's a miracle. Do you know someone named Mabel? Or did you know someone named Mabel? Or do you have an ancestor by that name?
I don't know anyone named Mabel. And I'm
what
not
about
sure if I have...
the name of a town or a street? Am I getting, is it Mabel or is it Marble? Is it Marble? No, Mabel. Mabel. Are a woman Mabel?
Not that it resonates.
It's not a man. It's not a woman. It's a place. It's a place.
Oh.
Okay, Mabel. Or something very close to sounding like Mabel. But it's a Mabel. I could not be, maybe I'm not spelling it correctly. You know what I mean? Maybelline? No. Okay. Mabel. I don't know. Think about that for a moment. I mean, not like later on. Think about it, okay? Be open and receptive about it, because what does Mabel have to do with Patricia that is for her highest good that she needs to know? Mabel, do you have holy water in your house?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Do you have holy water or sage in your house?
Yes, I have sage and I have anointed oil.
Oh, okay, so you do have sage. All right, you can use either one. You need to sage your house, please. For your highest good, sage your house. If you can, try and get in the habit of doing it every 30 days, okay? Then, because there's something about a Mabel. They're not a blood relative. Maybe as you think about it, it might be like somebody that maybe your mom knew or an aunt knew or lived down the street. You know, maybe she was like an old lady when you were growing up type of thing, you know? But what is it? What is she stressing so hard? First thing she's saying is she needs to clear out her house. Clear out your house. Oh, do you need to clear your closets? Do you need to clean out your closets?
I just cleaned them out. That's what I've been doing. Yeah, I've been doing that over the since March. I've been putting off. But I have cleaned out all of the closets finally, you know, because I had all the time to do it.
The closets and cleaning out the closets that you want to bring to her attention. When you go through the closets and there's clothes, you can go through the pockets, right?
You know what? I did not go through the pockets. I had Salvation Army come and get maybe about 4 or 5 bags of clothes a couple of days ago.
Okay, just Mabel, did she miss anything that went out to the Salvation Army? Is it still in the house? All right, but it's in one of the closets that, is it a closet? You've already cleaned out all the closets, you said. Do you have like a chest full of clothes or something? Or like a, what are those things? They're made out of wood. It's a wooden closet, you know, because when houses didn't have closets. What is that called? It's not not a vanity.
Armoire. Is that what you're talking about?
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Do you have something like that in the house that you have to clear out?
I don't have an armoire. No, I can't say I do.
All right, there's some places that you haven't cleared out yet, right? You haven't done, is there something that you haven't gotten to yet? They're saying there's something in a pocket of something. Yeah, you might find some money, but there's something else that's something that's got some information on it, okay?
Okay.
Mabel, this has something more to do with Mabel and Mabel's family, Mabel's life, whoever Mabel is, okay? So
okay.
She's asking you as a favor to do this for her. Okay. So then let me ask Mabel. Mabel, are you also looking for your husband? Yes. Okay, well, we will take care of you after the show, Mabel. So in the meantime, I want to know, with Mabel out of the way, what does Patricia need to hear? You're doing a good job with clearing out the house. Now clear yourself. Now we talked about saging, but I'm talking about purging yourself. So that means self-love, self-worth, self-acceptance, the freedom to be everything your heart desires. Does that make sense, what they're saying?
Yes.
Okay, all of so it. Patricia, actually, you got two messages. You got a Mabel in the house that I'm going to take care of after the show. But in the meantime, she says you're going to find something in a pocket. So just, you know, when you think about it and you're going through stuff that you haven't worn or somebody else's clothes, like your mother's or father's, whatever, grandmother's, you know, just go through the pockets. But just focus on that stuff for yourself, though, okay? Because as soon as you do, there are wonderful shifts coming for you.
So it's still in the house, Jean? She's saying that it's still in the house. I just think, okay.
And good. She said you might find a little bit of money, but there's something else that she, and I don't know what it is. She's just saying it's a message.
Okay.
So who
okay,
knows?
It is
maybe
one more.
Maybe she wrote her husband a note or something and never got to give it to him. You know what I mean? Or maybe it's a receipt from the cleaners or something that has sentimental value to her.
Okay.
But don't stress about it because remember, she's going to be reunited with her husband soon.
Okay.
Just, you know what I mean? Like, don't think you have to, like, work overtime to find it. As you find it, then you will, you know?
Okay.
But definitely smudge your house, please, okay? Because you need to shift the energies in the house.
I will. Thank you so much. Thank you. What a beautiful
You're welcome, Patricia.
It's nice to hear your voice again, Patricia.
Thank you,
you
Jamie. God bless you, Jean. I love you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
And please stay safe.
God bless you, Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
Have a wonderful evening. Okay.
You do the same, David. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Okay, area code 216, I'm coming to you. And what is your first name, please?
Hey, how's it going? This is Desmond calling from Cleveland.
Hi,
Desmond. Dad, how you doing?
What's going on?
Do you want to know what the divine wants to tell you, or do you have a question, my friend?
What the divine wants me to know, please.
Okay, so let me just ask you this first. Were you here to get your water charged?
Yes.
And since you've done my water before, could you please give us some feedback for the people who have never done it? Just real quick.
What Jean does, he charges your water. So whatever, if you have an ailment, it somehow it addresses that ailment. Or if you have, maybe you might be depressed, it somehow it finds its way into your aura and brightens it. That's a way to say it, but it definitely works. I know when I tasted it, it was kind of, refreshing from what I originally had. So, yeah.
Thank you, Desmond, for sharing that. I appreciate it. I'm asking the sacred divine universe for Desmond's highest good. What does Desmond need to know in this moment that is for his highest good? You don't want to know what they first said. Do you really want to know what they first said? You know what they said. When is he going to Georgia?
Oh man, I'm waiting. I just need to
Oh my God. All right, in the meantime, all right, so Desmond knows what we're talking about. He knows he's got to get his butt to Georgia, even if it's just a short road trip. He knows he's got to go there because technically he's got to move there. And in the meantime, Desmond, you need to get into alignment with your soul's mission. So that, write that down, please, so that you don't forget. I am in alignment with my soul's mission. I am in alignment with my soul's mission. I am in alignment that best serves humanity and myself. Because you don't want to just serve humanity. You want to serve both of you. Right?
Right,
and we're not talking like, you know where I'm coming from, but to listen, for the listeners, you know, being of service out there in the world could be anything. It could be smiling at someone. It could be opening the door. It could be taking the cart back to the grocery cart spot because a handicapped person is struggling. You know, it could be anything, right?
Yeah, anything.
So Desmond, your biggest message that you need to hear is you need to surrender to your soul's mission. So how you're going to do that is affirmations, meditations, you know what I mean? Turn on your Reiki and sit down with your Reiki and say, Reiki, whatever's in the way here, and then put your hands wherever you're guided, you know? Whatever's blocking me, wherever I'm resisting, I want, you know, Because that's why you're here.
Exactly.
Besides to have fun. And fun in Georgia, right?
Yeah.
I can't wait for you to meet that other woman because that's going to be really interesting. Ashley and I are going to be really excited to hear about that. But anyway, yes, that's the biggest thing that you need to hear right now, Des.
Get my soul alignment.
I am in alignment with my soul's mission.
I'm in alignment with my soul's mission.
Yes. And you're also open and receptive, right?
Yes.
Right.
And I'm open and receptive, right?
Right, yeah. And surrender to your soul's mission. Even if you want to say that as a mantra, I am surrendering to my soul's mission. I surrender fully and completely to my soul's mission. I am fully and completely surrendered to my soul's mission. You get the gist.
Okay, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and start putting some money aside, even if it's $10 a week, if you can, okay, or $5 a week, so you can get to Georgia, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Well, Desmond, thanks for calling. It's nice to hear your voice, too.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Thanks, Jane. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Desmond. God bless you, honey.
All right.
Good night, Desmond.
Good night.
Well, Jane, we've come to the end of the hour. That happened quickly, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And what awesome readings, you know. And I just want to, is Nathaniel still on the line, David?
I believe he is. Did you want to talk to him again for a minute or just put out a message to him?
I just want to put out a message. Nathaniel, you know that the universe was not saying don't go to the doctors. You know that, right? But we are saying, because we are coming from a fifth dimensional quantum level of messages here, that yes, it is very serious. And yes, you could go blind, but you can also take the bull by your horns right now and begin tonight. And you can start working with the cells and regenerating the cells by focusing on them. Do you know that, you know, like when a war veteran loses a limb, as an example, like they say they lose their leg, and they'll be saying to their partner or to somebody, the doctor, my foot itches, and the doctor says, oh, it can't be itchy, you don't have a foot anymore. Well, energetically you do.
So I'm coming from an energetic place that my guides are saying, Nathaniel, that you could do even both. Work at regenerating those cells and go to the doctors. But let it be your free will choice, your decision, okay? I'm not telling you to do anything except to work with the cells in your eyes with faith and trust and feel it. Feel them regenerating because our body knows how to do it all on its own. It's just that we have gotten reliance. We have relied over decades and centuries of medicine. I support wearing masks during this covert experience right now. But what does concern me is people who have normal respiratory issues in general are rebreathing in their carbon dioxide for anywhere for 6 to 8 hours a day on their job. So that worries me in a way where how healthy is that for the lungs? So in that case, I say to the people out there, do some lung work, you know, go into meditation, feel your lungs rejuvenating, feel your lung cells regenerating and being stronger and healthier. That's for everybody out there, including you, David, and myself. I'm reminding myself this, you know. Sure, do your precaution stuff, but remember, the human body also knows how to do it, too.
That's right.
Sometimes we need medical assistance, which I totally support, but always, you need to do both.
Well, Jean, thank you for that reminder. Yeah, and heart too. That's you always would remind us of that. I thank you for that. Love is love and forgiveness. That's what Jean advocates all the time. And you can also find her on Facebook too, if you're interested. Thank you so much, Jean. I appreciate your spirit and the wonderful show that you've done for us tonight.
Well, and thank you, David, and thank you, listeners, and to people who will listen in the archives. Your water will charge also if you're listening later on and you want to get a glass of water. And, hey, anybody listening wants to get another bottle of water charged, just listen to that segment again or listen to the whole show, whatever, you know, floats your boat and makes you happy, right? Because in the end, it is all about love. And it's about us loving ourselves so that we can love each other fully and completely.
And I just wanted to let the listeners know that I do a different show on Sunday nights called The Healing Circle, and that's on at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And this week we're going to be talking about developing your personality with a positive attitude. And I co-host that show with Kat Edwards, so please feel free to check that out. It is an audience participation show. If you want to contribute to the show, it's not just a talk show between the two of us. So, Jean, thank you again.
Oh, and thank you. And I also want to say, you know, I've got YouTube videos up under Jean Selch. So if you go on YouTube under Jean Selch, S-A-L-C-H, you'll find my YouTube videos. Most of them are from a few years ago, but I have a couple most recent because I just acquired a laptop so I can do them again. So I just wanted to let people know that too.
Beautiful. Okay, so once again we come to a close. Let's take a moment to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless.
Good night.